You know, times like this, you need experience. You know, if you're going to float down the Mississippi back in the day, I remember distinctly reading Adventures of Huck Finn, right? You remember?
Mickey Rooney. I didn't read. Mickey Rooney, absolutely. I didn't read, but Mickey Rooney knew every part of that river because he rode with the riverboat captain.
Right. One of the things that came across, one of the most memorable parts of that is the you had to have somebody who knew that river like
that's
the
right.
back of the hand. They knew every ripple. They saw a little ripple. Somebody would say, we got to go. No, that's nothing.
Yeah.
And they'd say, there's nothing over there. Mm-hmm. No, you better avoid that or you're going to crash.
If you didn't, you'd get grounded.
And you get grounded.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you have to have. So somebody like Joseph Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com, is invaluable. We're on this, the Mississippi River of life economically.
Right.
You need a riverboat captain that's been there. And since the 1960s, I'm not going to make a joke about his age, but he's been around. And that's what you want. I don't want some new up and coming young, I want somebody who's been there, done that, seen that, and be able to forecast this. He's done it for a lot of years. He's been on major TV for a lot of years, a lot of big programs, Fox, CNBC, name him, and he's probably been on the network. And he's here with the Power Hour. He's a friend of the show. He's a personal friend of ours. We love him. Joseph Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good afternoon, Daniel. Thank you, as always, for having me as your guest on the Power Hour. I'm always honored to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you, Daniel.
Well, let's start with, I guess, the good news on the market. NASDAQ just reached an all-time high. When you see that, what do you think?
Well, I still believe, for many reasons, we're making a very important long-term top in the averages. That certainly doesn't mean we go down today or tomorrow, but we are getting to the point where I think the market's going to experience difficulty moving higher. I think you use the rallies to raise some cash, move to the sidelines, and move into gold and silver and cryptocurrency. That's what you should be doing, Daniel.
Well, let me ask you, because I've had this discussion with my aunt, and I've always, what's made this clear for me is that the fundamentals on the market just do not support the price. I mean, traditional business, price to earnings, all these things, the different sales, the different, whatever. I don't see anything that's justifying what these prices are. You correct me if I'm wrong here.
Well, I think when you look at history and you look at valuations, there's no question this is the most overvalued market in history. If we look at book value, we look at dividend yield, we look at PE ratios, this market is trading at excessive valuations. We have ongoing now, Daniel, two versions of the U.S. economy. One is Wall Street's version, the other is Main Street. It don't add up.
Well, tell us, what is that? How does that even happen? What are the differences, and how does it get separated like that?
Well, you got Wall Street going up daily, making new highs in the averages, and you have the underlying economy continuing to deteriorate. You've got massive non-payable student loan debt, auto loans defaulting all over the country, home mortgages in foreclosure, and consumer credit card debt now at all-time highs. Main Street is not benefiting from the correlation of rising stock prices, as you know and agree, has not for quite some time. I've said it many times, and I'll say it one more time. The stock market is an illusion. It's an illusion of prosperity that mainstream is not a part of, that's for sure.
How is the market up? How is it allowed to do that? What is holding this up when the underlying economy, everybody who knows, I mean, we see New York, we see the different businesses. I mean, some sections of the country are doing fairly well and actually showing some recovery, but for the most part, they're not throughout the country. Why is there a disconnect? What is allowing this disconnect?
Two things, Daniel. Corporate stock buybacks and high-frequency trading. That's what's allowing this market to continue to move higher as the fundamentals you've pointed out earlier continue to deteriorate.
Where does the government, the plunge protection team, where does that come in all this?
Well, it supports any big declines we would get in the market. But so far, this market has defied gravity. The question is for how much longer? I don't have the answer to that. I don't think you can rule out we could see a Dow print to 30,000.
Is there a chance that this...
I think it will draw in from the sidelines the last of the money that wants to get fully invested. That's what I believe.
Is there a chance that it just melts up and goes crazy because there's nothing else? It's like the cockroaches running for the, you know, running for safety. I mean, I don't, rats running for the ship. I don't know. Is there a chance that it just goes nuts and says, well, we'll just go to 50,000. The whole, everything around us can crumble, but the stock market's going to be 50,000.
Well, the economy is deteriorating now and deteriorating very rapidly, and I think a lot of people are waking up to the fact that there's a very serious disconnect between what the market is saying and certainly what's taking place on Main Street. But we also have a very interesting phenomena going on at the same time. We have the equity market moving higher, gold and silver moving higher, and Bitcoin moving higher all simultaneously. I
that's
think
unique,
it's telling
isn't
a story
it?
And giving a message, Daniel.
Well, that's usually doesn't the stock market and gold usually don't go up at the same time,
no.
Or Bitcoin for that matter. Why are we seeing this now? That's very odd.
Well, I think you've got the smart and far money selling the rallies in the equity market, moving into Bitcoin and moving into gold and silver on any weakness. This morning we had gold approaching 2,000 an ounce briefly, and we had silver well over 28. And I saw Bitcoin earlier this morning approaching 12,000.
It's over
as
now.
As you know, we had Bitcoin trade to 20,000 and then sell off to the low 4,000 area, and it's been rallying ever since. So money is moving in and out of these various markets and moving out of it on strength and taking advantage of any weakness we see in prices.
What you say the economy, and we've heard this from not you, several people, the economy is deteriorating rapidly. There is no V-shaped recovery. Explain explain that to our audience, because most of the people that you hear on TV are saying just the opposite. You know, this is going to recover. Everything's going to get back to normal, blah, 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 blah. What is it about the landscape that they're not seeing? What makes you so confident? And I mean, it's a very provocative statement. It's a very direct statement that you're giving us. What makes you so confident to be able to give it?
Well, I think we're facing a very unique ongoing period of time in history. We've got an ongoing health crisis, a deteriorating economic crisis, and a worsening financial crisis. We've never had these three things all at once taking an effect on the overall economy. You got small businesses that are refusing to reopen. You've got companies continuing to cut back, lay off, and close operations. We've got unemployment. Every time they report the statistics, a million new people sign up for unemployment. The market is saying one thing, but the economy and Main Street is saying another. Who do you believe?
Well,
believe your eyes, or you can believe what you're being told. You have to make that decision.
Well, what you just said just boggles my mind. We're seeing ungodly number of unemployment requests.
Yes.
But yet the stock market's reaching or making all-time highs, these different markets. It's like, are you kidding me? What is this? Is some kind of parlor trick? What is this?
Going up for the wrong reasons and not the right ones.
What is the reason? Tell me, what is the reason? I mean, I guess you addressed it a minute ago, but I mean, I tell it again. I guess I'm slow. Why is it going up?
Because companies are continuing to buy back stock with their own capital, and we're seeing high frequency trading distorting the prices of the underlying securities in the index. That's why.
Where are they getting that capital? Is this in the reserves? Are they borrowing it from the Fed or where? Or both?
From all of the above sources you just mentioned.
Well, tell us a little bit about the discount window. We've seen literally trillions. One week, I think there was 3 or 4 trillions pumped out through this discount window, kind of out the back door through these banks. Is this still going on? What does this mean? Please give us a perspective on this as far as these this discount window and the money going to the banks overnight.
Well, the Fed has never been more accommodative in its history, and we've got a lot of money being moved overnight in these various markets. We did have a liquidity problem very early on in the epidemic health crisis, but now that's been taken care of. So you've got liquidity flowing, trying to find a home on a short-term basis. You got a momentum liquidity-driven rally underway in the equity market that is showing some age and wear, but no signs of ending. And you got people trading in and out of the market on a daily basis trying to scalp a profit. That's what's going on, Daniel.
You said liquidity taken care of. We're talking about the banks. They need liquidity at night for their books to balance, for them to keep their rate, whatever. And you said that's been taken care of, but yet the money's still flowing through them. Is that what I'm hearing? There's still, that money's still available to them.
Well, the money's available. It's not being lent out or put out on the street in the form of a loan. Banks have tightened their lending criteria quite significantly. Extremely hard to get a loan right now, even if you're credit worthy, Daniel.
Well, that's where I was going to go. You knew exactly where I was going to go with this. The money is hitting the banks. The banks are doing something with it. They're lending it to corporations to buy back stock. They're putting it directly in the stock market, pensions, whatever. They're
doing
not
all of the above.
They're not sending it to Main Street. You know, Main Street.
No, they're not.
Okay. So I guess there's two big important questions here. Inflation. Inflation's the velocity of money. This does not create a velocity of money per se, because it doesn't hit Main Street, you know, mom and pa Jones sitting on their couch. The money doesn't filter down to their pocket so then they can go to the store and buy milk. So
that's right.
So inflation, I mean, are we in a period of deflation and inflation's about to hit, or is this the beginning at the grocery store? Because what are we seeing with this?
Well, we're seeing inflation hitting the food and certainly things we use on a daily basis. Nothing's going down, whether you look at your cable bill, your phone bill, your water bill. Just going to the grocery store one week to the next, everything is higher, Daniel.
Well, things
so
like houses.
We are seeing inflation take a bite out of the economy, but most people are too busy trying to put food on the table, keep a roof over their head to recognize that fact.
Okay, so we're seeing some things like houses are going down, most of America, rents going down, you know, some collector things, collector cars, I don't know. Those kind of things are going down. But food and basics bills, your light bill, whatever, it's going up. I mean, that
yes.
It seems almost counterintuitive, does it? Or does that make sense to you?
Well, the cost of business is increasing, and these companies are still able to pass along the cost to their consumer. The consumer basically at this point has no choice but remain to keep the services that they've applied for. You're not going to have them turn out the lights. You're not going to have them shut off the water. You're not going to have them cut off the cable to the television. These are things that people are accustomed to having. Not going to give that up.
So things that people have to have, food, electricity,
yes.
You know, TV and stuff, I guess, is most people consider a necessity at this point. But the necessities are going up. Because and they're gonna pull it out of them. Things like houses or other things may continue to go down on the short term. What do you see that kind of?
Well, anything that's illiquid and doesn't have a market has to fall in value. There's nothing more illiquid than a home. You try to put the home up for sale. Sometimes they sell quickly. Sometimes they don't. It's not unusual to see a house go up and stay on the market for a year. You know that.
What's going on in New York? It looks like a ghost town.
It's a collapse.
I mean,
people are not coming back to New York. People have fled New York. They've moved to the South. They've moved to the Midwest. They've left the Big Apple. I don't think that'll ever recover, Daniel.
You used to live near there, didn't you?
Yes, I did, in the early 1970s.
All right. And you are, what we are seeing, I mean, I don't want to just gloss over what you just said. We're talking about the premier city in this country, or at least traditionally.
The financial capital of the world as we once knew it.
Right. Is the infrastructure, the city around it, the hub, the people, around it are leaving and it's collapsing. That's what you're telling me.
Yes, it is. It's continuing to worsen as we speak. They've got unprecedented crime. They've got a very severe homeless problem that was never addressed. They've got corporations fleeing the tax consequence of New York City and Jersey and moving to other locations. And you got people now working from home that are never going to go back into an office. So
New
when
Jersey,
people talk about the new normal, are we ever going back to the way things once were? I think the answer is emphatically no, we're not. You're going to have to adjust to the changes, and the changes are going to be great. And you can't fight change, as I've said many times, you're best advised to go with it. But human nature is always to resist change, you know that.
New Jersey was just ranked as the least popular state in America as far as the percentage of people that are leaving and their overall contentment with the state. New Jersey now ranks bottom in the whole country.
I used to live there.
They're fleeing California as well.
Yes, California is the least pretty. New Jersey ain't even pretty. It has terrible weather. At least California's got good weather. It is pretty. The new normal. You talk about this is life as we know it is. I mean, we've heard people say that. Please put that in perspective for people. Please. I mean, that is an extremely provocative statement. How true is it? Pour the cold water on us. Make it, what does that mean? The new normal. There is no, what we know is not, does not exist anymore. I mean, tell exactly what that means.
We're never going back to the way things were. We're never going back to the economy of the 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s.
Meaning
the
what?
The country has changed and changed in many, many ways. And I don't think we've got the wherewithal to bite the bullet and make the changes necessary to go back to the way it once was.
Ooh, okay, what changes?
The people and the man in the street, I think, is irrevocably been changed forever. One man's opinion, but that's how I see it.
I'm sorry, I talked over you. What does that, repeat that last sentence?
I said, when you think about what the country once represented, I think we've reached a point where the people are unable to go back irrevocably to the way things once were in America. I don't think we can go back to that.
They don't have the will to do it, or what?
I don't think we have the values. I don't think we have the will. And more importantly, I don't think we have the desire.
Whoa. So what does that makes me believe we're kind of in a transition period here.
We've been transitioning for quite some time. We're accelerating that transition now, and I think a lot of people don't like what they see, but it's too late. We've had the wage disparity between the working man and corporate America, as I'm sure you'll agree, going on for 30 years, Daniel. It's reached
yes,
the point where the average American can't earn enough to keep a roof over his head, put food on the table.
That usually leads to instability in countries when that happens. And America's been the bastion of stability, supposedly, because of freedom and economic prosperity, whatever. And so you're telling me...
I did a show on Coast to Coast a couple of years ago with George Nouri, and we were talking about the changes that we were seeing because George and I are about the same age. We're in our early 70s. And I said to George, we're witnessing a change, and we're witnessing changes that we never would have believed as young men we'd see in our lifetime. But I said, we're seeing the changes, and we're seeing them rapidly. And we've come to the point where people somehow believe the American dream is dead. I don't believe the great American dream is dead, but I will say and go on the record, I believe it's been very badly wounded, Daniel.
You said you didn't think you'd see things. What are some of the things, you've lived life a little bit here. What are some of the things that you've seen that are totally surprising you?
Well, I never thought we'd see the lawlessness that we're seeing, and I was around in the 60s when we had massive protests, but we didn't have the lawlessness, we didn't have the looting, we didn't have the arson. We didn't have the sheer terror of city and local governments giving in to a mob. That we didn't have. So making that comparison in itself says that America's turned a crossroad and turned a very important one that these things have happened. And more importantly, they're being allowed to go on. One man's opinion, but that's what I think.
What is it? We got about a minute before the break. On the other side, we're going to get into gold, silver, cryptocurrencies.
Okay.
We're going to Mike from River City Coins. We'll have him call in and give his perspective on what the market's done, the actual physical market, not the Wall Street market, and kind of you can bounce back and forth and have you get your feeling about this. What is this going to look like, real quick, coming in the in the short to medium term, in the next year, 2 years? What are we really facing?
Well, I think we have great challenges ahead. I don't think anyone can certainly question that statement. I think we're going to have a lot of people unable to cope and adjust to what these changes ahead are truly going to represent. I think when you talk about job creation and the jobs that will be created, they're going to be created in technology and they're going to be created for people who are highly skilled and trained. We have too many people that are unskilled and untrained, and that's going to be the problem, transferring your vocation from one thing you did the balance of your life into a new one. It's not going to be an easy transition. That's what I think is one of the greatest challenges as we move forward.
We've heard many report Daniel Esselin went into robotics, AI, the new economy, a new turning of the Industrial Revolution. Now, this is kind of the next generation of it. We don't know what this looks like.
Automation is accelerating and accelerating as we speak. We're still in the very early stages of robotics as we once will know them, and certainly automation that will be part of it as well.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. There's the music. We're talking to Joseph Meyer, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Joseph, give your number, your phone number real quick.
386-677-8642.
One of the greatest benefits of buying his newsletters, you can call him directly, and he'll answer and he'll talk to you. I mean, that's worth the price of admission. Double. If you deal it twice.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
We're talking to Joseph Meyer from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com and Mike from River City Coins up in Cape Girardeau. No matter where you are in the country, you might want to write down Mike's phone number in case you want gold and silver. 573-334-1108. 573-334-1108. He only has a few minutes. He's busy. People coming to his store right now. Just want to get his perspective so people understand not a Wall Street perspective, but a Main Street perspective of the gold and silver market. Mike, welcome back to the Power Hour. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Yep. Tell us a little bit about...
My pleasure.
Yes. What is the market? The market's been crazy. Gold and silver's went up dramatically here. What have you seen? How do you describe the market from your perspective?
Well, you know, gold's been as high as 1993 today, and it's currently trading in 1971. So it's having trouble getting that $2,000 range, but definitely bull market.
What has it meant for you as far as being able to get supply, people coming in? We saw the premiums go way up. I mean, describe to people what that means, how unique that is from what you've seen.
Well, you know, it's amazing, but it hasn't slowed anybody down. There's more people coming in buying than before in anticipation of higher prices.
What is their attitude? Why are they buying? Why do people buy gold and silver?
They're concerned about the economy and the fact that the dollar won't buy what it used to. It's only going to get worse, I'm afraid.
You've been doing this a long time. Have you ever seen anything kind of like this? Is this different? Is there something, some parallel you can draw? I don't know. Historically, what is this time meaning and saying to you?
Well, you know, a similar event occurred after the crash in 08, the stock market crash in 08. And just in a few short years, silver went from, $10 to 50. Gold went to almost 2,000 in a very short period of time. And so this is a repeat of that, although... it's more pronounced this time, and it's even more serious than before because we're in deeper in debt than we were then. And, you know, gold and silver is greatly undervalued, with the current market, in my opinion.
So if people, they may not live in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Most people listening don't. but if they call your number, 573-334-1108, why should they call you?
Well, I just you know, I'm more than happy to answer their questions and give them my opinion about things. But, you know, opinions are like everybody's got one. So, you know, I'm an optimistic pessimist when it comes to that. But I'd rather buy it than sell it.
Well, let me kind of interject, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I bring Mike on, we get a lot of requests. People want to, you know, Joseph talks about gold and silver. We talk about it a lot. And the people say, well, who can I trust? And I know, I've been doing this for a long time. I know pretty good about gold and silver. I'm not an expert, but I have some knowledge. And I know there are a lot of people out there that will rip you off. They will put you in things that you don't really want. They'll put you in high premium situations that may not be what you want. I've known Mike for quite a while now. I trust him. And for a gold and silver dealer, trust is everything. It's everything. And so I know that if I give you his number, he's not paying us to do this. He's not paying us anything for me to say this or even be on the show. I want you to be able to have an outlet, to have somebody that can answer these questions, that can get you what you want, that can kind of shape your opinion, give you information so that you can make the best decision for you. And that's Mike. And so that's why I give you Mike's phone number. And I don't care where you live. You can call Mike and ask him. And you'll probably find out that his prices will be cheaper for him to even ship it directly to you than you to go to a local coin store a lot of times. And you're going to trust him. So, and you want to buy from the good guys, and that's Mike. 573-334-1108. 573-334-1108. Mike, last thing in conclusion, is there anything you'd like to say to the audience?
Just that I much appreciate the opportunity to speak with you all, and I've had a real good experience from your listeners over the last few months. I've had several transactions, and I think they're all very pleased, and I'm most pleased myself.
Well, very good. Joseph, is there anything that you want to ask Mike? Is there anything you want to bring out here before we let Mike go?
Are you finding the physical market in gold and silver continuing to tighten, Mike?
Well, you know, it's opened back up, you know, from where it was. And you can, you know, buy from a lot of sources at this time, but premiums are high.
Yes.
I haven't had any trouble buying and finding it, you know, buying it.
So people are net buyers. Anyway. So people, even at this high price, people are buying. I mean, the majority is they are buying. So what, you know, guess there's an ebb and flow between buying and selling. If you're going to put a number on it, you know, 5 being equal. So if you said 1 to 10, 5 being equal, meaning buying or selling, 1 would be everybody selling, 10 would be everybody buying. Where would you put the number of people come into your store?
I put it around 5. It's amazing how it's been working out. A fellow came in the other day and sold me like $6,000 worth of gold and turned around and bought $4,700 worth of gold. And then someone else came in and bought $6,000 worth of constitutional silver. And somebody, unfortunately, nobody kind of sold me any recently, but I had a good friend that I buy a lot of stuff from up in, he's from Springfield, Illinois. He went down to a coin show in Georgia this past weekend, and he said that a lot of dealers were liquidating, you know, and he came back with more silver than he left with, and he expected to sell the silver he took down there. So I told him I'd take some of it off his hands, and he made me a pretty good price on 400 ounces that I'm expecting to come in this any day now. So, the premiums are high, but you can buy it, you know, and that's the main thing, because if I can't buy some, I'm not going to sell any. You know, I mean, it's one of those things, I'm not cash out.
Well, this is a situation where when you can't buy it, it's not like, well, tomorrow I can't buy it. You don't know when that is. And if you can't buy it, you're not selling it. So it's the same thing for somebody listening.
There you go.
Right now, you can buy it. Right now, you can get it from Mike. Obviously, you do what you want. It's not financial advice. If you want gold and silver, right now, you can buy it. If it were me, I'd be looking to buy it. That's me, but that's just my personal opinion. Mike, thank you so much for coming on, as always. Keep us up to date with what's going on in the market. 573-334-1108. Mike over at River City Coins. God bless you, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Daniel. God bless you, Kevin, and your listeners. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Tell everybody we said hi. Well, there we go. Joseph, you still there?
I'm here.
Well, there you go. And that's, you know, I talked to Mike when it was tight, and he couldn't get anything. He wouldn't sell anything.
No.
He would not sell anything. So I don't think people understand how quickly that dynamic changes.
It changes overnight.
It changes overnight, and then you go to the coin store. Can I buy some silver? And his store is full of silver. Nope, sorry, we don't have any. Yeah. We don't have any for sale. Mike won't sell it. If he can't get it, he won't sell it. Mike says, I don't care. I'd rather have the silver. That's Mike's attitude. Any comments on anything that he said, Joseph?
Well, I think, quite frankly, and I'll say it one more time, we'll never see these pressures just getting started. It's going to last another 5 years. When you look at these prices and you think they're high and you think you're discouraged from buying and you want to own gold and silver, I'd buy right here.
Some of the pensions out there, well, I think Ohio, I read in the news yesterday, Ohio, don't quote me, Ohio pension fund, they committed 5% of their pension, ladies and gentlemen, into gold. 5%
of their... Warren Buffett's taking a position in gold. What does that say in itself? That it's a good long-term investment.
Yeah, and he's selling equities like they're going fast as he can. Interesting. Let's talk about cryptocurrencies. That's kind of the elephant in the room. I'm under the opinion from my research, from what I've seen, you've kind of helped shape this opinion, but you're not the only one. I think the biggest wealth transfer in the history of this country
is now underway,
and a huge part of this is into the cryptocurrency market. Would you agree with that, and if so, why?
Well, we're going to be going to a digitized form of currency, Daniel, not a question of if, it's a question of when. And cryptocurrency, I believe, is still in the early stages of where it will inevitably go. But I wanted to run by quickly for your listeners 4 advantages of Bitcoin and 6 disadvantages of Bitcoin, so you can put the plus and minuses of the underlying investment into perspective, Daniel.
And before you do that, just tell people, for somebody listening, they're like, well, what is a Bitcoin? So tell them, what is a Bitcoin, and then go forward to that, just quickly.
It's a digital form of currency. That's as simplistically as I can state it.
Okay, that's good. Then go into the disadvantages.
All right, the 4 advantages of Bitcoin. 1, they're quick and cheap transactions. 2, they're irreversible transactions. 3, there's no paperwork. 4, Bitcoin's appreciating in value.
Okay, what?
6 disadvantages
hold
of Bitcoin.
On.
You want to discuss the advantages, Daniel?
Yeah, go over them again and slower. that was quick. I think they're important. These are really important. Go ahead.
1, quick and cheap transactions.
All right, let's
2,
stop there.
Irreversible transactions.
Let's stop
3,
with each one.
3, no paperwork. 4, appreciating value.
All right, let's take one at a time. First one, quick transactions. Now, I don't know how many of you have tried to wire money. I'm sure at some point in your life you have. And the challenge of getting money to somebody quick. If you've done it outside the country, you'd be better off getting in a plane and flying it to them.
Yes.
I mean, that's just a fact. I think one of the greatest utilities, people who say, this is me talking, you tell me, people who say, we'll use Bitcoin as an example, there's lots of cryptocurrencies, the market's going to shake up and shake down, who knows, but let's talk about Bitcoin. To me, people who say Bitcoin has no inherent value are stupid, to me, because the ability to transfer money almost instantly across the globe
makes it valuable in itself.
That is a value in and of itself. I can send $10 million to Joe Blow in Moscow, Russia, and it would be there, depending on the crypto, some cryptocurrencies, it's like virtually instant. I mean, I could snap my fingers and it would be there. Bitcoin, some of them, it's a little slower, whatever, but virtually instantly, I can send $100 million in cryptocurrency to somebody in Moscow. How valuable is that?
valuable.
All right, what's the second one? What's the second point?
Irreversible transactions.
Why is that important?
Well, there's no way anybody can undo what you did. That's why it's important.
Okay, a lot of times when people sell things and, like, we deal with, especially in food storage, and there's a lot of con artists that out there, and I know
yes.
that because we've been caught by them. So I know their tricks. You know, at this point, I know what they do. They'll go to their credit card, they'll buy with a credit card, they'll get it, they'll come to their house, they'll say they didn't get it, and then they'll go to their credit card, they didn't give me my product, please give me a chargeback.
Initiate a chargeback.
They'll initiate a chargeback or something like that. And at that point, as a merchant, you're basically helpless. I mean, you can fight it, but they charge so little. You know, the order $100. It's like it's not even worth it. At some point, I mean, I shouldn't even tell this thing
to prove delivery.
Right. Well, even then, it's difficult at that point too.
It's not cut and dry.
It's not cut and dry, even if you can prove delivery. I mean, we've dealt with this, because they want to side with their customer, and their customer is the end user, and they'll just charge back. They don't care. If you buy something with cryptocurrencies, there's no buybacks, there's no, well, you didn't give me what you meant, I meant something else, blah, blah, blah. And this kind of gets into smart contracts where contracts are going to be executed and there won't be, there's no debate, there's no lawyer, there's no judge.
No.
It's done. That's it. I think that's incredibly valuable. I think it's incredibly bullish for business, for commerce, because it stops a lot of this crap. Okay, let's go to the third point.
No paperwork.
Oh, well, I don't think much needs to be said about that. I mean, we're pro no paperwork, I think, here at the Power Hour. Aren't we? let's just go to the next one.
Appreciating in value.
Okay, let's talk about that. Expand on that a little bit, the whole cryptocurrency market.
Well, there's no question the market has expanded and expanded considerably over the last couple of years. I think cryptocurrency is certainly an asset class along with gold and silver and cash that everyone should consider. I think we're still in the early phases of what cryptocurrency will truly mean and represent as we move forward. We're in the growth process of crypto coins. Got a long way to go, Daniel. It's going to go on for a number of years.
Well, and having said that, any technology, an emerging technology, you're going to have big swings in it. And I don't think this is any different, especially when you're talking about infiltrating or replacing a big part of the currency of the world. That's basically
no,
what we're
it's
saying.
Not.
So we're talking about a lot of big swings here. Yes, we're going to have big ups, big downs. We're in the middle of this is the beginning of another big bull run as far as you see. Yes or no?
Well, we're in the early infancy stages of what Bitcoin is going to truly represent as we continue to see transactions done cryptically. That's for sure.
Now, we've heard very respectable people, respected people, I should say. I don't know how respectable they are. They're respected people. They're predicting Bitcoin to be $1 million at some point. Is that out of reach? Is that ridiculous? Is that even possible?
I don't think we can put a number on it, but I wouldn't rule out anything as possible when you talk to crypto coin.
Really? Wow. China
it's
just
a new revolutionary form of technology. No one has a grasp as to what the value of this could truly be in the marketplace.
Is it true?
We don't know that answer.
Is it true that Wall Street, that big corporations, they're all in on blockchain? We may not see it on Main Street, but behind the scenes, they're building the infrastructure just as fast as we could possibly imagine. Is that true?
The technology is moving forward rapidly, and there isn't any way corporate America can continue to be no part of it. They have to be part of it, or it'll go without them.
When you say have to, we'll go without, why do they have to?
Well, everybody else is going to use it, and where are you going to be if you are unable to, for whatever reason, participate in the form of transactions that are now being done?
China, There's a big article out of Fortune magazine about China, their quest for a digital currency, that I've also had people tell us that they're going to be the first one, that it may be tied to gold, that China has a lot more gold. Describe any of that about China and digital currencies.
Cryptocurrency is going to replace paper money, Daniel. We're in the process of doing away with paper money and coinage as we speak. Cryptocurrency is the future. I've said many times, and I'll say it again, cryptocurrency is going to have value because it's going to be anchored by gold and silver. That's another reason why you want to own gold and silver and own it and take position of the physical metal.
How important is it to buy physical gold and silver as opposed to an ETF or store it somewhere or whatever?
It's of paramount importance that you take delivery of the physical and put it away where it's safe. I can't stress that more importantly than stating it as I have.
Let's go over the disadvantages quickly. We don't have a lot of time, but just go over and say it a little slower.
Bitcoins are not widely accepted. I think we know the reason people fight change, and I think inevitably Bitcoin will have its day, and we're seeing it now take hold in the marketplace. Two, Bitcoin value fluctuates. We already spoke to that. Three, Bitcoin wallets can be lost. You may want to speak to that point, Daniel.
Well, if you lose your keys or lose your password, they're lost. I mean, it doesn't matter if you got one Bitcoin or 10 million Bitcoins in there. You just lost it because that's part of its charm, actually, because of the security nature of it. But it's also, anyway, go ahead. Continue with your list.
All right. Three, no buyer protection.
Right. You can't charge back on your credit card. Yeah, continue on.
Number five, no physical form.
Well, here's what
six,
I will say.
No valuation guarantee.
I will say that about no physical form. You know, I've heard that a lot, and people say, well, tell me what the difference between that and your money now is. Well, I have a piece of paper. Believe me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, our money is pretty much digital already. It's on computers, ones and zeros. If anybody thinks the American dollar is some physical tangent backed with gold, they're under delusion. I mean, it's basically... Right. So, and there's a lot of ways you can hold these coins on USB drives and what have you. And no, it's not physical like maybe you think it is, but it's not completely unphysical, is what I would say.
It's not invisible.
Right. That's a good way to say it. I am so pro crypto, I can't even stand it. This is not investment advice. This is me. Because I see, one, the adoption. Two, I see the potential. I see the potential for good. I also see the downside of it, and there's great potential for downside. I think for me, this is me, because people ask me my opinion, I will give it to you. In the relatively short to medium term, I am so pro cryptos, I can't even stand it. Now, 10 years from now, is it going to be rolled into the mark of the beast? Maybe. And then people say, well, why would you be involved with it? Well, because I can transfer money to you, and all the things, the advantages that we just said, I can run commerce with you in a good way, in a private way, a no paperwork way, quick way, an efficient way, where I don't have to deal with this banking system that tries to take a bite out of my behind, so to speak, every time I sell anything. That's why.
They got
I love it.
For everything.
Exactly. I love it. See, if you don't run a business and you take credit cards, you don't know what a pain. You know, I mean, you want to talk about a racket? I mean, that's a racket. The credit card industry is a racket. Cryptocurrencies are not a racket. To me, it's liberating. Now, can they be turned or used? Yeah, you can take a car and drive it into a wall too. If you see my point, or you can just drive it and take your family to dinner. You know, it can be used both ways. Short, medium term. I am so bullish on cryptos, I can't even stand it. Anyway, that's me. We got about 2 minutes left. Joseph, give us a pitch about your newsletters. Why should we call you? Why should we sign up with this? I don't know why anybody wouldn't, but give it to us.
I'm in the process of writing the September 2020 issue of the newsletter. going to offer the Power Hour listening audience a full one-year subscription, 3 back issues of the newsletter, and we start your subscription from September. You'll get the December 2019, March 2020, June 2020 issue of the newsletter. And you can always pick up the phone and call and speak to me directly if you need to.
Now, what you just said.
Go to straightmoneyanalysis.com website, click on the 6-month button, $149.95, save a full $110 over the normal 1-year subscription. I know you're from the Power Hour. I'll process your order and I'll send you out immediately the back issues of the newsletter.
Now, what you just said and being able to have somebody to call and talk to, ladies and gentlemen, even if you didn't get the newsletter, so say you didn't, you just paid for the newsletter, you didn't even read it, but be able to call Joseph and ask him questions, you don't think that's worth $150? You know, maybe you don't have $150. Okay. And maybe it's, you can just take some of the other advice and do some things. But people who have IRAs, people who have 401ks, people who have, you got $5,000 that's on the line, you wouldn't invest, you know, 3% of it, 2%. What's $140 out of 5,000? I mean, a couple percent. You wouldn't invest a couple percent to have his opinion to be able to guide you in that? I mean, I don't know why people don't call Joseph. They take for granted how valuable and how precise he is and how accurate he is. It, unbelievable. Joseph Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com. We are so pro Joseph Meyer. Just like I'm pro crypto, I'm pro Joseph Meyer. It's been a just an absolute pleasure to have you on, Joseph. Quickly, your phone number. You got about 10 seconds. Your phone number.
386-677-8642.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can lead the horse to water. I can't make him drink. This is an excellent resource. God bless you. Joseph, stay there. See you tomorrow. Happy, healthy, successful.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.